This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. administration source says Attorney General William Barr is thinking about quitting. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
The AP has learned from an administration official that Attorney General William Barr has told people close to him he is considering resigning after President Trump disregarded his warning that his interference is making his job impossible to do. Rather than heed the warning, Trump doubled down, tweeting he has a legal right to intervene in criminal cases and sidestep the Justice Department's historical independence. He adds he is considering suing those involved in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation and that his confidant Roger Stone deserves a new trial. A number of Trump allies, including South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, have expressed confidence in the Attorney General. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg pledges if elected president, he would not follow in President Donald Trump's footsteps when it comes to his business. AP's Mike Gracia.
Multi-billionaire Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg is prepared to sell his company, Bloomberg LP, if he's elected to the White House. Top advisor Tim O'Brien tells the Associated Press the sale would be overseen by a trustee and proceeds would go to the charitable giving arm Bloomberg Philanthropies. O'Brien said the only restriction Bloomberg would put on the sale is that it not be sold to a foreign buyer or private equity company. Bloomberg's worth is estimated at $60 billion, and he's entirely self-funding his campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump granted clemency Tuesday to several prominent men convicted of various crimes, including a former Democratic state governor who once sought to sell former President Barack Obama's vacated Senate seat. President Trump commuted the 14-year sentence of ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich after he'd served 8 years. This is VOA News. China has updated its latest coronavirus figures, now reporting more than 2,000 people have died, and the number of infected exceeds 75,000. VOA's Julie Tabo has more.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help.
These signals show the importance of all countries being ready for the arrival of the virus, to treat patients with dignity and compassion, to protect health workers, and to prevent onward transmission.
And while vaccine development is important, experts say it's not necessarily a top priority at the moment.
We all want to invest in the vaccine as a long-term solution, but there are people sick now, and there are health systems that are vulnerable now. So we need to balance our investments and invest in the weaker health systems and our own systems, and then we do the other things and we develop the vaccine.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Libya's internationally recognized government pulled out of UN-sponsored peace talks Tuesday after forces from a rival government shelled the port in Tripoli. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Former General Khalifa Haftar's Libyan National Army fired missiles striking just a few meters from a liquefied gas tanker. The LNA first said it was targeting a Turkish ship bringing arms to government fighters. It later said it was firing at an arms depot. Libya's Government of National Accord responded by saying it's suspending its participation in the peace talks until firm responses are taken against the attacks. At the urging of Russia and Turkey, who support opposite sides in Libya, both sides agreed last month to a ceasefire and to open talks in Geneva, but the truce has frequently been violated. Both sides have been fighting for control of Tripoli for nearly a year, without either side making much progress. Some 150,000 civilians have fled their homes to escape the violence. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The packed courtroom erupted into applause and cheers as the verdicts were announced. The court acquitted nine, but the cases of seven others who had left the country and were tried in absentia would now be tried separately, but warrants for them have been lifted. And repeating our top story, a U.S. administration source says Attorney General William Barr is thinking about quitting. I'm Diane Roberts. For more on these and other stories, go to voanews.com. VOA News.